This article is entitled Firefighters Unions Grave Worries Over Proposed Cuts, and the associated photo shows the Chief Fire Officer for Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue, Mr. Rob McDougall, standing in front of one of his fire engines. The Firefighters Union says it is gravely concerned proposed cuts to Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service would result in up to 44 jobs being axed. Oxfordshire County Council is proposing to make several changes to Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service, including closing fire stations in Aynsham, Woodstock and Henley, and replacing the Rooley Road and Kidlington fire stations with a new station in North Oxford. It also includes creating five 12-hour day shift fire stations in Wallingford, Farringdon, Whitney, Bicester and Chipping Norton. The plans have been heavily criticised by officials and firefighters, with many urging the local authority to rethink the plans. The council said it has identified redundancies of on-call firefighters associated with the proposed closure of Aynsham, Henley and Woodstock fire stations and with the loss of the on-call fire engine that is based at Rooley Road in Oxford. Should the proposals go ahead, the maximum number of on-call firefighter redundancies associated with them would be 44. The council estimates there would be £173,000 of redundancy payments linked to these changes. Jonathan Shuker, Fire Brigades Union Brigade Secretary for Oxfordshire, said the proposals will, quote, decimate the fire and rescue service across the county and put, quote, communities and firefighters at greater risk. He added, merging Rooley Road and Kidlington Fire Station amounts to a brutal cut to the service in Oxford, alongside three more station closures threatened in towns across Oxfordshire. The FBU is gravely concerned that these station closures will result in over 42 firefighter posts being axed, with 14 firefighters facing losing their homes in Kidlington. The service is already on its knees, having lost over 100 firefighters to cuts since 2010. Oxfordshire firefighters and the public deserve better, and we will do everything in our power as the union to fight these cuts alongside local residents. Rob McDougall, Chief Fire Officer for Oxfordshire County Council's Fire and Rescue Service, said, should these proposals go ahead, and I emphasise that nothing has been decided, the maximum number of on-call firefighter redundancies would be 44. It is worth noting that a number of these employees also work for us as whole-time or full-time firefighters, and their primary employment with us would not be at risk. We have advised all our employees that no changes have been confirmed, including fire station closures, and that these remain proposals at this stage.